So it is said that in this world there are three miraculous things: mani, mantra, and aushadhi. And they are very miraculous. They can transform in a moment. And this Lila Katha, Rasa Lila Katha of Radha Krishna, it is more inconceivable potency than mani, mantra, and aushadhi. So if we believe this, oh, then we should go and hear from the lips of any bona fide rasic bhavak tatvajna Vaishnava. And what will happen? In a moment, a crow will become Garuda. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very miraculous. So now, I'll end my katha. Please, thank you for your question, Madan Mahaprabhu. I am so very unqualified person. I have no sadhan bhajan. My behavior is so bad. And only to make fun of me, I think my Guru gave me sannyas. I don't know why. But he told all Vaishnavas to take care of me, look after me, give me good advice and be my guardian. So I am very grateful for all Vaishnavas, always so affectionate to me, watching me, taking care of me. I especially have deep affection for those who criticize me more. I have more affection for them. So I am very grateful. And if I have said any wrong, if I have made any mistake, if I have committed any offense, if I have pinched anyone's heart, then please forgive me. And if I have said anything which is of value, anything which is inspiring, then it is only by the cause of mercy of Srila Gurudev, my very elevated and worshipful God brothers and God sisters. Bansa Kalpatu Vrsta Kupa Sindhu Vyadata Pita Nam Padani Dho Vaishnavi Dho Namo.
हमारे बजक रखो आले कन्हैया राधिका रानी, हमारे बजक रखो आले कन्हैया राधिका रानी, हमारे बजक रखो आले कन्हैया राधिका रानी, वाले कन्हैया राधिका, कन्हैया राधिका रानी, कन्हैया राधिका रानी,
बारा कुछ आते ही हो।
Chitani giri bara uta ja ho amare bala toli ne Chitani bara uta ja ho amare bala toli ne Kanaya chitte aja ho amare bala toli ne Kanaya chitte aja ho amare bala toli ne
Jai Satyanandana Gaura Hari Ki Jai 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 Shri Radhe Jai Jai Shri Radhe Jai Jai Shri Radhe Gaura Premanande
Jai Shri Guru Gauranga Kandavika Kirita Hari Radha Vinod Vihari Jiu Ki Jai Shirupanu Gacharya Varyam Vishnupara Sotra Sattva Sishimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Nityalila Prasthaṁ Nisthupāra Stotra Sishmāt Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupāda Ki Jai Nityalila Prasthaṁ Nisthupāra Stotra Sishmāt Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Ki Jai Nityalila Prasthaṁ Nisthupāra Stotra Sishmāt Gaurabhanda Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Nityalila Prasthaṁ Nisthupāra Stotra Sishmāt Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Sarasvati Thakura Jagat Guru Śrīla Prabhupāda Ki Jai Śrī Rūpānuga Guru Varga Ki Jai Prince Go Sikh Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sriya Dvaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Jai Sri Braj Mandal Ki Jai Sri Gaur Mandal Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Sri Ketra Mandal Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jiu Ki Jai Gopishwar Mahadev Ki Jai Yogamaya Purnamasi Devi Ki Jai Sarvapurusha Bhadat Giraj Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Shyamakunda Dhakun Ki Jai Shri Lilita Vishakaryastra Sakhi Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Rupamanjariyat Mandariyadi Sakhi Vrinda Ki Jai Tribhuvana Mangala Shri Harinama Sankirtan Ki Jai Ananta Kori Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Samagata Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Go.
Yes, sir. So, come here. Yes, sir. Help me. Oh, come there.
They have a microphone.
Hmm. Go on. Very quickly.
Thank you. what the poet is telling? Transcendental poet. What is he telling? Oh, come to Vrindavan forever. Why I should come? Oh, because Madhura is so sweet. Krishna is very sweet. His beauty is sweet. Oh, very small, very sweet. His mother is sweet. Yashoda is sweet. His father is sweet. Especially his flute is very sweet. And when playing on sweet the flute or smiling, very sweet his long life, crooked like this. Or his stick for cows grazing, very sweet. Or Jamuna very sweet, crooked but very sweet. Oh, his flowing feet, the dancing of peacock, sweet. When Krishna speaks, so sweet. Oh, you know, where is sweetest feet? Oh, gopis are very sweet. And among them, Lalita, Vishakha, eight are so sweet. And among them, Srimati Radhika, also like sweetest feet. When he most anywhere in cowherd, very sweet. His calling to cows, Kalindi, Dhavali, like this, very sweet. His everything is sweet. Even his teeth is sweet. Threefolded. His fullfolded is sweet. His looking is sweet. It penetrates in the heart of all devotees. Why you are not coming? If you want to be sweet, forever, and then at once come with us, the poet is telling. Don't waste your time. At once, what you are doing? You can relish the sweetness of Krishna. He is telling so many things. So if you are not coming to Vrindavan, but even you are in Vrindavan in your job, maintaining your life and sense gratification, even not chanting with a Rasik Vaishnava your name, very sweet name. The Vaishnavas are sweet. Their speaking is sweet. Their association is sweet. Because always they are explaining sweet, sweet and sweet. You cannot realize all these things in this platform. But come with a Rasik. Where? In Vrindavan. And be sweet that Krishna can relish your sweetness. But try to be qualified for this. Your life will be successful. In Vrindavan, no problem. But real Vrindavan. Where we are, if we go to Vrindavan, where? On the net of Maya. We should try to tell, Yogmaya, you should take your net. We want to release the sweetness of Krishna. This you can go there. No problem there. No old age, nothing there, not to die, no pain, death pain and ever anything. So you should try to be qualified and to be in Vrindavan really as Krishna, grazing cows, and when he was returning from cowherd, near Jawar Swat, all the gopis are standing to see sweet, to taste sweetness. And they were so sweet that Krishna wanted to protect sweetness. So the poet, Vaishnava poet, Vallabhacharya, is telling this. Come on in sweet and be sweet. Taste honey, sweet and be honey. Like this. So you should try to chant in such a way. These are not only speculations. In reality, but you will have to chant in same. Always following the Rupa Goswami, Tannam Rupa Charitade Sukhisnanam Kramina Rasana Manisi Tishan Vraje Tadanuradi Jananam Kalam Nair Akhila. Don't waste your single moment. And then you will realize. Otherwise, what you will hear? You will think that, oh, this is bogus. And after some time, you will give up all this chanting, remembering. So you waste your time. Go on doing. With whole strength, strong faith, with your whole energy. Now you are saying, old is very soon running, coming, embracing so many. Only if you could not touch Narada, he jumped up. Where? In transcendental world, he could not follow. Otherwise, if he was not in transcendental world, he could have married. So, he is coming. You will have to die very soon. Don't waste time. And follow Rupa Goswami, follow your Gurudev, and be like that. You? Have you done? Quickly, very easy. Go on. Very soon, very soon. Very sweet, sweet what? Melody. Very sweet melody. And you should not fear. Sometimes they fear when you start.
चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नामने गौरत्पिते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदानै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्तजनम् यन् प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयाजिमः पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मय मां शरणं।
जल्दी कर, वेरी वेरी सुन, वेरी वेरी सुन।
हरे कृष्ण।
क्विकली,
वेरी क्विकली, द डिवोटीज हु हैव रिसीव्ड इनिशिएशन ऑन दिस ऑस्पिशियस डे, वी रिक्वेस्ट यू टू स्टैंड अप एंड श्री गुरुदेव विल अनाउंस योर न्यू ट्रांसेंडेंटल नेम, रेविन, डेनिस रेविन, इज हियर?
For Kartik month coming
October
13th, in October 13th or for Brajmandal Parikrama, circumambulance of Brajmandal, very sweet. And also for Navadvip, Navadvip Parikrama at the Gaur Purnima,
5 days before.
5 days before, you should come there. Oh, we will arrange everything there. So what was telling?
Johan, please stand up.
Johan? Oh, what name? Oh, Jayadev. Jayadev Prabhu ki. Jayadev.
Mohini. Robert Dito. Amen.
Then come with me, along me, and we should cross Puri, then you should come with me, River Godavari, in south, where Ramananda and Mahaprabhu are sitting and discussing Krishna prayer. Mahaprabhu is asking and he is answering. Very important thing in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. So many dialects are in Chaitanya Charitamrita, like Rupa Goswami and Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami Siksha, Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu Sambhad, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Haridas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sarvabhauma Bhagavat. These are many things. Ratha Jata Prasanga, like in Srimad Bhagavatam, Gopi Geet, Brahmar Geet, Venu Geet, like all these things. So we should, if we can take all these things from Srimad Bhagavatam, then what remains? Nothing. If we will take all these things, especially Raya Ramananda Sambhad from Chaitanya Chaitamrita, then we will lose everything. So you should know, if you want to become a very high class of devotee, then come and hear all these things and try to follow, realize something. And if really you are not following all these things, not hearing very attentively, you cannot be a high class of devotee. So try to hear very carefully. If any doubt, you can come and ask us, no harm. But try to realize. Because you have come from different places, far, very far away, to hear. I wanted that I should come at 5, and from 5 to 7, 8, we will do 2-3 hours. But all went to me, and my time was wasted. And again here also, this name took so much time. So I cannot explain so much. I wanted to explain it 2 hours. Now we cannot do. But anyhow, we will try to do something. You should know what is bhakti. You should know bhakti. What is bhakti? Anyabhilasha. And explain its meaning in very condensed form.
So Srila Gurudev has asked me to describe what is bhakti. So if we want to know what is bhakti, then we have to bow our heads down at the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. Because Srila Rupa Goswami has given an unprecedented definition of devotional service. What is bhakti? Many definitions have appeared in so many Puranas and even in Srimad Bhagavatam. But the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearing in the heart of Rupa Goswami has inspired him to write the most beautiful and comprehensive definition of bhakti ever seen before. What is that? Anya bilashita shunyam jnana kama dhyanabritam anupuryena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. What is uttam bhakti? Transcendental devotional service. It is the continuous, unbroken cultivation of all of our endeavors performed by the body, by the mind, by words, and by spiritual sentiments which are favorable to Krishna, and which those endeavors are completely devoid of all other desires except for the desire to please Krishna. And those endeavors are not covered by karma, reward-seeking activity, by jnana, the cultivation of knowledge, aimed at liberation, and also not covered by yoga, tapasya, austerities, all of these things.
Again, repeat.
So, in a very simple sense, we can understand that bhakti means when all the activities of the body, of the mind, and of the words, and the sentiments of the heart are all flowing in the service of Krishna, unimpeded, uninterrupted, and unmotivated, like a flow of honey from a jar. If you pour honey from a jar, it will flow in a very thick stream. It will not be broken. So when our chitta vritti, the tendency of our heart, is going without any impediment, without any instruction, always in the service of Krishna, in the activities which are favorable for, to Him, and there are no other desires other than to serve Krishna, and if this devotion is not mixed with karma, fruitive activity, not mixed with jnana, philosophical speculation, or yoga or tapasya, then this is called uttama bhakti, or transcendental loving service.
Thank you. This is barometer of what? A machine to judge that whether this bhakti is in our heart or not. You should take this meaning of bhakti and then think and judge yourself whether you have pure bhakti or not. No interruption, like honey. Oh, from there to earth, continue. 24 hours, not breaking, and only to please. By what? By what? Your activities of body, mind, soul, mood, everything for Krishna. There should be no karma, no jnana, nothing. Only to please Krishna. Here Krishna means Krishna and his associates. Are you doing following? You can judge. Then how Krishna Prem will come? Oh, if you are not doing so, then what will be? Only worldly position you can have something. You can go to heaven. Your misery somewhat will be subsided. Not anything more. You cannot hope like for Krishna Prem. Even not by Kuntha, not Dwarka. What to tell you, Vrindavan, Brajman? So you should try to remember this slok. And daily in the evening, you should take this yantra. Yantra means machine, scale, and think that what today I have done for Krishna. What in Dwar I have done for Krishna. To serve Krishna. Then you can know. And then you could, can practically go towards that, to serve Krishna. What we are doing now, not pure bhakti, something else. So you, in the Rai Ramananda Sambhaji, it will be all clear. First of all, we should know. He is telling sadhya sadhana. What is sadhya and sadhana? Oh, you. What is sadhya and sadhana? What? I don't want bandana and sandana. At once, quickly. We have no time to bandana.
Sadhya is the first thing to know before one can know what is sadhana. Sadhya is the perfection. And that sadhya is prem prayojan. Prayojan is the sadhya, or the goal of life, and that is Krishna prem. Serving the prem of Srimati Radhika to Krishna. Sadhana is the process to reach that goal. Without knowing the goal, there's no question of a process to reach it. If I know my goal is money, then all my endeavors is how to get that money. If I know that my goal is prem prayojan, then I'll seek out such a rajic bona fide spiritual master and take the actual process with
me. If our goal is to have milk, then process. What is the process? You should buy a cow. With cow and milk, and then you can take. Or you will have to make it hot and giving some sugar, then you can take. So this is the process. But first you should fix your goal. What you want? In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, everywhere it is written. Aradhyo Bhagavan Brije Satanayastad Dhamma Vrindavana Ramya Kachutu Parsana Pajupat Vargena Jasalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatra Dharunah Paraha. Oh, the aim and object of the whole universe, all kinds of soul, is Krishna Prema. Prema tu matho mahan. Prem prayojan. What is prem? Krishna has also prem. We don't want it. In this world we have so much prem, love for so many things, but these are material. It will give you so much pain, suffering. So not this. The prem which is in Srimati Radhika and she is serving Krishna, oh, this is our main object of this. Do we know or not, but this is. All Shastra or all Acharyas in our line, they are saying. What you are doing to achieve this high class of love and prem to Krishna? Are you doing? You are doing so much effort for your position, for money, for being happy. But not actually like this. You will have to beg for this. Like gopis left their everything and they become what? Only kinchan, a kinchan. Raghunath Das Goswami, son of a king, and what he became? A street beggar. Rupa and Sanatan, high class of prime ministers and what? Private secretary of the king, very influential. What they did? Left. So, Krishna Prem Prayojan, you should know. And then, how to process? By what process we can achieve? This is sadhana. In Bhakti 9, I think that there are very rare persons, devotees, here, those who are practicing sadhana. What is sadhana? Bhakti sadhana? Bhakti sadhana? First, make your goal that I want to achieve bhava, rati. And then from your senses, you are practicing for what? To manifest that mood, rati. Then it will be sadhana, otherwise not sadhana. What is this? What we are doing? Not sadhana of bhakti. Always you are making money, money, money. Oh, it is good for maintaining life. Yudhishthira Maharaj, Arjun, or Uddhava, oh, they were not doing like this. What we are doing? Oh, they were top of the prem. To achieve like prem, like gopis. So we should try to follow them. Not like Dhruva, even not like Prahlad, even not like Hanuman, even not like Uddhava, or like Vrajavasis. So that is called Raga Nuga. If you are doing then sadhana, otherwise no sadhana. You are doing semblance of sadhana. That is sadhana bhava. what you are doing, even not sadhana bhava, even not sadhana bhava. So you should try to know all these things. That two sadhana, rati sadhana and prem sadhana. Those who have achieved the rati, or they will do sadhana for prem. And those who have not achieved the rati, they will do sadhana for
rati.
Then sadhana. Otherwise, what we are doing, oh, it will not come in the list of sadhana. It will be like what? Oh, you have a copy, a red book, a mango, a apple, B, banana, like C, cat. Oh, you are saying I'm
doing.
You, like this. You are not studying in higher philosophy or any university. To do like Uttama Bhakti, like what he told, it is like a university study. So try to know all these things. You will have to be like Raghunath Das Goswami. Otherwise you cannot achieve. So here Mahaprabhu is telling that Prabhu kahe Pada Shlok Sadhyer Nirnaya Raya kahe dharma swadharma acharne Vishnu Bhakti hai.
Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, Text 57, translation by Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami
Prabhupada. I always want to follow the explanation of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhu. I mean his line. Don't think that I mean he's not lying. Some are telling like this, but I think they are not, especially in their line. Otherwise, how they can go down? Give it everything, devotional line. So those who are in this line, following their Gurudev, transcendental personality, oh, they cannot fall down. Never, never and never. So we try to follow him. And you should also try to follow him. What is his meaning?
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Ramananda Rai to recite a verse from the revealed scriptures concerning the ultimate goal of life. Ramananda replied that if one executes the prescribed duties of his social position, he awakens his original Krishna consciousness.
Any purpose?
Yes.
No. Very small. Then you should do it.
In this connection, Sri Ramanujacharya stated in Vedanta Samagraha that devotional service is naturally very dear to the living entity. Indeed, it is like gold. This devotional service is supreme knowledge or Krishna consciousness, and it brings detachment from all material.